So the epistle for the 20th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Ephesians chapter 5. Brethren, see how you walk circumspectly, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, become not unwise, but understanding what is the will of God. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is luxury, but be yet filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual canticles, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. Give thanks always for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God and the Father, being subject one to another in the fear of Christ. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 4. At that time there was a certain ruler whose son was sick at Capernaum. He, having heard that Jesus was come from Judea into Galilee, went to him and prayed him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Jesus therefore said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you believe not." The ruler said to him, "Lord, come down before my son die." Jesus said to him, "Go thy way, thy son liveth." The man believed the word which Jesus said to him and went his way. And as he was going down, his servants met him, and they brought word saying that his son lived. He asked therefore of them the hour wherein he grew better. And they said to him, "Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him." The father therefore knew that it was at the same hour that Jesus said to him, "Thy son liveth," and himself believed in his whole house. Please be seated. For thy days are evil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. St. Paul tells us in his epistle today that the days are evil. And so the question is, well, why? Why would St. Paul say that? Why would he tell us that these days are evil? And it is because the unfaithfulness of man to the will of God, the unfaithfulness that mankind has to what God expects from us and what God wants. And in some ways, it is because of a lack of faith that they have in Almighty God. And so we see in the gospel account itself the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. We can say that it illustrates a lukewarmness or even a coldness in the faith. That is the ruler who asks our Lord to come down before my son dies. And from that, you know, he asks for our Lord to come down. And immediately our Lord says to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." I mean, this is something that obviously our Lord has seen in his heart. Because all he has asked for simply is, "Well, come before my son dies." And yet we see how strongly that our Lord, in a sense, rebukes this ruler. He rebukes him because there is a lack of faith. He rebukes him because he has to have something in order to believe. I mean, granted, he comes to our Lord, we can say, with at least the desire for his son to be cured. But yet our Lord rebukes him for that. And so it is, he rebukes him for a doubtful faith. Doubtful in the sense of that he believes that our Lord must come in order to cure his son. And that is why then our Lord just answers to him, "Your son liveth." You know, basically, your son is cured. I don't have to go anywhere to do that. And so we can see from this, our Lord rebukes him by saying, "Unless you see signs and wonders." And it reminds us of St. Thomas, Doubting Thomas. And the apostles, they had seen our Lord. He came back after his ascension. So he comes back. St. Thomas is not there. And he tells the apostles, "Unless I can put my hands in our Lord's side and touch his wounds, I won't believe." Now, being an apostle, our Lord makes the effort, then comes to him. But he reminds him of the fact, "Unless you see, you will not believe." Well, then our Lord says to him, "Blessed are they that believe yet have not seen." And we can say that is the crux of the whole matter. That is truly what faith is, the belief in the things unseen. And that is something for us, you know, we can make the analogy. You know, do we have faith in someone? You know, we have usually faith in our parents, faith in our friends. We believe in them. As a child, did you ever play the game of where you would fall back into someone's arms? It required from you a faith that they weren't going to drop you or walk away as you went back and banged your head. It required from you to believe that this person would catch you because you can't see what they're doing behind you. And so I think that's interesting for us to try to see. Yes, it requires a faith in that person. And the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ is something much more than that. And as I say, that is why it is the crux of the problem of today. There is not this belief in Almighty God. There's a skepticism, there's a doubt in God. And even to the point where you have someone like St. Thomas who was with our Lord all that time, he still doubted. That's where we get the famous, the doubting Thomas. It is because of St. Thomas's disbelief. But our Lord came to him. He came to him and showed and said, Thomas, put your hand in my side so that you may believe. But then from that, as I say, our Lord said to him, blessed are they that believe yet have not seen. That is all of us. I mean, unless you've had visions that you haven't mentioned to me since I've been here. We haven't truly seen our Lord Jesus Christ, and yet we believe. And so that is what our Lord had said. Blessed are they that believe, yet have not seen. And as I say, this is the problem that we see with this ruler. Our Lord comments to him and mentions to him, unless you have signs and wonders, you will not believe. This doubting generation. And so unless we see something, unless we can put our hands on it, something concrete, we don't believe in it. But it's because there is a lack of faith. And so not only was this ruler's son healed, but the ruler himself was healed, because we see at the very end of the gospel account, his whole household believed. And it stems from the fact of that our Lord rebuked him and said these words, but then he says to him, your son liveth. And even at that point, the ruler goes away. He is met and told that your son now lives. And he asks, what hour was that? There is still somewhat of that disbelief. You know, what hour did that occur that he is now better? And when they told him, he realized that was the exact same hour that our Lord said to him. And so he wanted our Lord to come, because otherwise he didn't think that his son would be healed. But then clearly we see from that, that our Lord, he gave this grace to this family, to this household, but it's a lesson to us. It is a lesson that we must understand in our own lives. How strong is our belief? How strong is our faith that we have in Almighty God? I mean, a lot of times with our prayers, yes, they seemingly go unheard. I mean, at that point, do we give up? Or do we continue to persevere and expect that God will answer it when God is ready? But most of the time, our 9-day novena, if it goes unanswered, we end it. Okay, forget it. Must not be God's will. But in some ways, does that show a perseverance? Does that show a belief in Almighty God? No, sometimes God expects from us more. He expects from us more. And God will reward that faith. I mean, even in the point of this ruler seemingly does not believe, or at least he is lukewarm in his belief, but he does leave. He doesn't insist and, you know, keep saying, well, no, you're not, you have to come with me. You must come with me. Now, at one point, he finally just says, okay, and he walks off. And that is when the reward came. That his son was healed, but as I say, also the ruler was healed. He was healed from his lukewarmness in the faith. And so from that, as I say, we must try to understand, why would St. Paul say, thy days are evil? The days are evil because there is this lack of faith in Almighty God. All the more so from the days of St. Paul. I mean, granted, we can say that there's struggle in the church. There has been that struggle always. And history repeats itself. That is true. But what would St. Paul say today about mankind and about how they doubt Almighty God? And so clearly we can make that parallel, that if St. Paul said it about that time, he would clearly say the same thing, thy days are evil. And it is because of a lack of faith. And St. Paul gives us then the answer. He says, become not unwise, but understanding what is the will of God. In another place, St. Paul will tell us, the will of God is your sanctification. God desires for us to be sanctified. God desires for us to get to heaven. That is the will of God. And so for St. Paul to answer the questions, thy days are evil because there's a lack of faith and an unwillingness to follow the will of God. And if the will of God is our sanctification, that means mankind does not want to be sanctified. They do not want to reach their end. And so from that, we see with this ruler, he was healed. He was healed because of his lukewarmness. And so, as I say, today it is the same problem. It is clearly the same problem today. There is such a skepticism of Almighty God and his power. There is this disbelief. And so for us, much that is given, much will be expected. You have received much, and so therefore much will be expected of you. A strong faith, a perseverance in your faith, a desire to sanctify your soul. And so pray for these graces. Beseech Almighty God. In this month of October, continue to pray to Our Lady. Pray the rosary. Ask for these graces in order to sanctify our soul, to fulfill the will of God for each and every one of us. It is important for us. And I would say with that, a strong faith requires from us day in and day out. We can say the daily grind, our duty of state, that is one of the greatest means to sanctify your soul, by doing your duty of state, doing it well for the love of God. And then to persevere in your prayer life. Persevere with a strong faith. I mean, that is why it was said, O ye a little faith. We must show to God the faith that we have. We must pray for these graces, as I say. Because then our Lord will tell the same thing that he told to St. Thomas. Blessed are they that believe because they have not seen. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.